This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Corn Growers Association. I'm Riley Smith. April pork exports were the largest in almost 3 years. We'll have more right after this.
You might think Iowa just grows corn, but the truth is, corn grows Iowa. Hi, I'm Stu Swanson, a farmer from Galt, Iowa, and the first vice president of the Iowa Corn Growers Association. Whether you're planting, harvesting, or anywhere in between, as a member of the Iowa Corn Growers Association, you're also actively advocating for our industry. As an ICGA member, you have a voice lobbying on ag issues at the state and federal levels on priorities that impact your farm. Join us today at iowacorn.org/join.
April exports of U.S. pork reached the highest volume and value since May of 2021, according to data released by the USDA and compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation. USMEF President and CEO Dan Hallstrom said pork exports totaled 277,910 metric tons in April, up 14% from a year ago and the fifth largest on record.
And a huge month on value as well, globally at almost $780 million, up 18%. Once again, the leader in a discussion continues to be Mexico. Similar to 2023, the momentum continues in 2024 for Mexico. Absolutely a monster month in April, over 107,000 metric tons, which is up 34%. And the value side for April for Mexico, $240 million, up 61%. Keep in mind, you're comparing this to records from a year ago. So needless to say, food service, retail, the trade for further processing, appears that U.S. pork continues to hit on all cylinders in Mexico.
Hallstrom said Mexico also led beef export growth in April, and beef demand in Japan is showing signs of a rebound.
Similar to pork, on the beef side, Mexico had a big month, 21,000 metric tons, up 46% for April. But we had some help from Asia as well. Japan up 6% at 21,000 tons. Once again, you know, with a dollar as strong as it's been, this is encouraging on Japan. And I think what we're seeing not only in Japan, but we're seeing it in Korea and Taiwan as well, it's becoming more and more evident that the food service sector is indeed starting to rebound.
For the World of Agriculture, I'm Riley Smith.